Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. Hi, everybody. Today's episode is short and sweet and very special to me as a person who has experience with family members who have suffered from Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. I'm speaking with Haley, another Riley's Way Call for Kindness fellow, a 10th grader from New York, who started a wonderful organization called Kid Caregivers, which trains young volunteers to visit and do puzzles with seniors who are living with Alzheimer's. She was inspired to start doing this work after her own beloved grandmother, whom she calls her best friend, was diagnosed with the disease. I believe that intergenerational volunteering is perhaps one of the most powerful forms of service because everybody wins. The children and teens who work with the elderly learn so much, and the seniors get an incredible amount of joy from these interactions. Haley also reminds us about the importance of training volunteers so they know what to expect. Kid Caregivers now has Puzzle Time ambassadors in all 50 states and around the world. After hearing Haley and her grandma's story today, perhaps you'll be inspired to reach out to the elderly in your own community. Welcome back, everybody. You are in for a treat today. I am so excited to introduce you to Haley, and she is going to tell us about the organization she started called Kid Caregivers. Hi, Haley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Haley Richmond. I live in Plainview, New York, and I'm in the 10th grade, and my organization is Kid Caregivers.
Okay. Now, tell us all about Kid Caregivers, because if you listen to the name and you don't know anything else, it sounds like you're all babysitters, and I know that that's not true. So tell us how it got started, what your inspiration was. Tell us the whole story right back from the beginning.
So yeah, Kid Caregivers is a nonprofit organization that gives tips, ideas, and suggestions to kids who are dealing with loved ones of Alzheimer's disease from my own experiences with my grandmother. And then my second part of Kid Caregivers is called Puzzle Time, where we give puzzles to facilities and solve them with elderly Alzheimer's patients for an hour.
That's amazing. Tell us why puzzles. Is there a reason why puzzles for folks with Alzheimer's?
So puzzles have been proven to stimulate the visual cortex and can help bring back short-term memory loss. And it just really calms people who have Alzheimer's down.
Wow, that's amazing. It calms me down too. I think puzzling is this really wonderful way to just spend some time and not be thinking about too much, you know, but that's fantastic. How did you learn so much about Alzheimer's? I mean, obviously you mentioned your grandma. How long, I understand that she has passed away, if you want to share a little bit about her and your relationship with her, but how long ago was she diagnosed and when did you start learning so much about Alzheimer's?
Yeah, so when I was 4 years old, my grandmother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And, like, I remember having, like, a lot of changes. Like, you know, she would go into her facility and she would be confused. And sometimes she wouldn't remember who I was or my mom. So, you know, I would ask my mom what's going on. And my mom explained to me about Alzheimer's. And originally, I would just go to her facility with my friends to solve puzzles with her. And I noticed how it was benefiting not only her, but her roommate, who also had a room with her, so I would do that. And then I brought more of my friends to her facility, and we started solving puzzles with people on my grandmother's floor. So then I thought, you know, why should it only be for my grandmother's facility, but maybe we could bring it to other facilities. So that's what I started doing. And I lived by the United Nations, so a lot of my friends were from other countries. So when they go to, let's say, the Philippines, I would say, do you want to start a branch of Puzzle Time there? And that's really how it got started.
Wow, that's so amazing. That's incredible. So you lived here in New York City for a little while before you moved to Plainview. I see.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, when you would show up there with your puzzles at the facility, I mean, was this like such a joyful thing when people saw you coming? I'm sure it was. I visited these places many times myself. And I think when young people come, children come especially, it is so exciting and so much fun for the folks who live there who might not have a lot of visitors. So when you would come with the puzzles, was that like the best day for everybody?
Yes, it was. I remember like before I would come to the facility and they would see me, everyone would just be kind of sitting there and all alone, kind of isolated. But like when I would come with a bunch of my friends, everyone would just light up because, you know,
right.
Seniors love kids and they love solving the puzzles and really just communicating through the intergenerational connection.
Absolutely. How did you recruit friends to do this? I think it's amazing that you thought of this idea and you were obviously going there anyway to visit your own grandmother. But you said to your friends like, hey, do you want to come and do this with me? It's really fun. I think that's awesome. How did you manage to do that with your friends?
Yeah. So originally it was just me and my one other friend. And, you know, I saw how much she really liked to do it. So I brought like a bunch of my other close friends. And then finally, I thought of the idea. I went to my school and I would do like presentations in my class when I was like in third grade. And I got some of my other classmates into it. And, you know, that's how it kind of started branching out to different locations, because I said to people, I said, you know, this is what Alzheimer's disease is. And a lot of people said, you know, my grandmother has Alzheimer's disease. And I said, you know, why don't you bring some puzzles to your grandmother's facility and start a branch there?
That's amazing. So how many branches do you think you have at this point? Do you know?
So we have Puzzle Time Ambassadors, which is a representative Puzzle Time in all 50 states and 16 countries.
Wow, that is so amazing. So how many years has that been that you've been doing this?
It's been about, I would say, 4 years.
That's fantastic. Congratulations. That's a really inspiring story. This is amazing. You know, I'm a big proponent of intergenerational volunteerism because I think, as you mentioned, it's good for the kids and it's great for the elderly folks. There's a statistics out there that says that something like 80% of elderly people who are in institutions may or may not receive any visitors during the course of the year, right? Because if all of their family is gone and most of their friends are gone and they're in a facility that's maybe far away from where their friends live and their friends can't get to visit them, they have like no visitors at all. And so again, you and your friends doing this and then having ambassadors in other states doing this is just so wonderful because it's really just spreading some joy and sunshine to folks who really need it. The puzzle part is amazing and is so great for everyone to do in terms of their cognition and all of that good stuff. But just the seeing the kids and having that visit is probably the best part. So tell me, Haley, I know you started this when you were kind of little. I'm sure you had a lot of help from parents and others, but what are some of the lessons that you've learned in the process of putting this organization together?
So one of the lessons I learned is to train my volunteers, because sometimes when someone has Alzheimer's disease, they can get a little frustrated, and I want to let my volunteers know that that's okay and to just give them a break. And another thing that I learned is to go into their own world, because someone who has Alzheimer's disease, you know, might not know who you are. For example, my grandmother would think I'm my mom. And at first I'd be like, no, I'm Haley. But I realized that you need to like go into their own world, and it really helps. And one other thing I always learned is to like make conversation while doing the puzzle, because I think that's also like a really big part of it. That's like the communication, solving the puzzle, saying, look, do you like birds? You know, that's part of the reason I think it's such an amazing thing, because like, you know, they feel isolated, and just solving a puzzle and talking with someone makes you feel so much better.
Absolutely. And I think you raise a really good point. I have some experience with Alzheimer's in our own family. And unfortunately, the person starts to lose their personality a little bit. Their personality might change. So someone who's very gentle and very kind might become combative. They might not, you know, as you said, they might get frustrated because they can't come up with the words, all of that good stuff. And I think that you really training the volunteers to understand what this is, that it's not them, right? It's the disease in their brain that's causing this, and how to handle a situation like that. Because I could see a young person being a little afraid, maybe even like not, you know, feeling uncomfortable in that situation where it seems like someone is angry or combative, and you don't want anybody to be kind of afraid or turned off by this volunteer opportunity. You want everyone to have a good time and to enjoy their time, certainly. But this sounds really wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about your grandma?
Yeah, so my grandmother, she was my best friend, and she really inspired me to start doing all of this because before she had Alzheimer's disease, she loved to volunteer. She would go to nursing homes and bring flowers to the patients. So I feel like it rubbed off on me because I felt she was doing so many incredible things. I wanted to do something special for her and a bunch of other people who are living with Alzheimer's disease.
That's amazing. Well, she sounds like a really special person, and you're honoring her with this work, certainly. It's really incredible what you've done in such a short period of time, and it's a really wonderful idea and so simple. You know, it's just something that everybody can do. You can bring a puzzle, or you could come and sing a song, or you could draw. Painting is another wonderful thing to do with folks who have dementia and Alzheimer's. You know, doing art, all of it, music. They love to listen to music. I mean, anything like this. I think visiting the elderly, certainly in institutions, but even in your own neighborhood, is just so super special and important. And thank you so much for sharing that story. It's wonderful. I know she's really super proud of you. So if you had a magic wand, this is my question that I'd like to ask my guests, what social justice issue, what world problem would you try and solve? And maybe something other than curing Alzheimer's, which would be amazing. but what's another issue that you're concerned about?
So another issue besides Alzheimer's that I'm really concerned about is animals. I mean, I have 4 pets and I feed like 4 outdoor stray cats. So another big thing I want to do is mainly help like animals in shelters and animals who are in other countries getting animal tested wrongly. So if I could correct that, I would love to do that.
I think that's a very good goal to have. I agree with you. Here's my dog that just came in to join me today. And I saw yours earlier when we started recording. Certainly, if you love animals, that just shows what a kind heart you have. And it's we should take care of animals just like we take care of each other, because they live here with us and they deserve our respect too. Well, Haley, I thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. Tell us where folks can find you on either on the internet or on social media, and ways that they can get involved. Now that I know that you have this ambassadors program, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of interest from the podcast. So where can they find you?
So they can go onto my website, which is kidcaregivers.com, or they can email me at kidcaregivers@gmail.com. And we have a Facebook and Instagram that's at kidcaregivers.
At kidcaregivers. Awesome. Haley, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. Wishing you the best of luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others. And always, be kind.